start with our comments on Granville. You're looking to do an independent investigation. You're hoping that will be done?
Well, a determination was made in the criminal case in Niagara County where he pled to a misdemeanor. Now, you know, there's still some outstanding questions as to what is going to happen with the five officers that responded to the call on that day. So there are just a lot of questions that we have, and I'm sure that other folks have. And the city of Buffalo is conflicted. There's relationships, there's political donations. So people are conflicted. So we need a second set of eyes to take a look at this. So we've asked the state attorney general's office to take a look at it. We've also asked the governor's office to refer it to the state attorney general's office so they can take a look at it. I think there's a sense of distrust from the general public because it's taken so long. Oh, and because of the relationships and the conflicts that are there. So we need to get that off out of the way and allow for the state attorney general to come in and subpoena people and question people under oath.
Say more about those complex political donations that we see here in the city of Buffalo regarding political figures.
Right. That's right. I mean, it's been reported that Mr. Granville has given political donations. It's been reported that he has a family member that works in the police department that responded that day. It's been reported about relationships and influence. I think that's one of the reasons people don't trust this process. And we need to have trust in the process if we want the general public to cooperate with the police department.
Now, there was also mention of bringing in former Commissioner Gramaglia to talk about this. Obviously, this happened under his watch. Is that something that you guys would like to see, have him come here?
I think anybody that was involved with any decisions should be brought in from the top down to the bottom, whether it's the commissioner, whether it's the administration. People assume that more people knew, that it's almost incredulous that people would not know. There's a police department, there's hundreds of police officers that work with each other. The people that responded, the people that were on the radio that overheard the 9/11 call. So my guess is more people knew about this, and not that that would be wrong that they know about it. The question is, what happened with the decisions that were made by the police officers that responded on that day? That's utmost important. People need to have trust that when police officers respond, they're going to do the right thing. If I stop somebody on the east side or North Buffalo, I'm going to treat them all the same way. And nobody's above the law, no matter if it's a county official or police officer. I think that we need to make sure that law is enforced across the board.
How difficult do you see the potential of the subpoena process? I mean, you were calling for the state attorney general's office to take action on this incident immediately, and it seems like the city still hasn't heard anything from the state attorney general's office, despite Governor Hochul, saying that matter should probably be looked into.
I think that they're looking closely at what the Niagara District Attorney is doing. I mean, he says that it's still pending. There's still something going on. I don't know exactly what he's referring to. So they see that as an open case. And although Granville pled to a misdemeanor, I believe it was, there's still some outstanding things going on there. And that's what Buffalo is referring to. Say, hey, the investigation is still open. We can't comment it. Now, they have the information on the criminal case and how it was disposed of. I think at this point they can look at that and they can start looking inward and say, how do we police ourselves here? This officer was suspended for 30 days, charged with a misdemeanor. How do we hold our officers accountable for that day?
How exactly does the subpoena process work? Would that mean somebody coming into this chambers and you questioning them?
No, if we're talking about the state attorney general's office, they have the subpoena power. I don't believe we can subpoena the police officers that are being investigated by internal affairs. I don't know if we're privy to that information, but we don't might not have that power, but I don't know what powers the Attorney General's office has.
Possibly subpoena Grimaglia to bring him.
Correct, Grimaglia, and you know, people up and down the chain of command, including the officers in question.
And there was, you said, a little bit of a scheduling conflict. They wanted to push the meeting to October, but you really want this to start meeting
right now.
Right,
we wanted to hold a meeting right away. You know, we were in recess in August, so we didn't have a meeting in August. September is here, and now we're into October. This happened April of 2024. This happened 14 months ago, and it seems like it's taken forever. And that's one of the reasons people don't trust the process. They say, hey, there's corruption here. This can't be trusted. And so you kind of say, hey, you know, they have every reason to be suspicious. It's taken way too much time. And, you know, there's been a veil of silence from BPD. They have not spoken on this. And, you know, they can say, well, it's, you know, it's in Niagara County. Well, Niagara County just made a determination. What now? Talk to us. You have five officers off on administrative leave while being paid. Talk to us. Let us know. I don't know if they've made a decision. I don't know how they're being advised or who they're being advised by.
Where do you hope to see this moving forward, especially once you get the Police Oversight Committee meeting rolling?
Well, I just want to talk about a number of issues that are in committee. I mean, this is just one. We have the body camera issues where, you know, when do police officers turn on body camera? When do they shut them off? How long do they hold onto the tapes? What if you don't follow the procedure? What are the penalties? What are the consequences? And remember, this is to develop trust, you know, to protect the officers with their body cameras, but it's also to protect the general public, show some transparency. So we're working with the Buffalo Police Department. I just want to say that, you know, the actions of a few officers that make bad decisions shouldn't tarnish the whole department. There are people doing a good job in the Buffalo Police Department for the most part. You know, I've had nothing but good experiences with them. But when somebody works outside the scope of the law or somebody does something that's inappropriate, they should be held accountable for it.